Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lachey. Tune in right now for an all-new episode of Lachey Show at brooklynradio.com. Hey, what up, everybody? This is the Lachey Show, and we're back. Today is Sunday, June 19th.
Are you sure?
100%. 100% sure. Today is Sunday, June 19th.
Can I get the date right once in a while?
You're batting like 200.
Really?
That's like a 1 out of 5.
Oh, you mother.
I can tell every time you say it, too. There's not that confidence.
Because that's why I look at you for help.
What, am I supposed to mouth it to
you? Yes, look. Matter of fact, it might be good maybe 5 seconds before we start to say just to let you know.
Today's the 19th.
Yeah, that'd be nice instead of making me look like a fool. So today is Father's Day.
It is.
Sunday, June 19th. And I want to say happy Father's Day to the real fathers that's out here. Especially my baby daddy. Happy Father's Day to you, Pooh. You are appreciated and you're a damn good father and you should be acknowledged. I also want to say happy Father's Day to my dad. And I guess I'm gonna see him later because we're gonna have a nice little afternoon.
That's nice. That's nice.
For some reason, yeah, that's nice. Didn't
no,
it didn't come off. Convincing.
It wasn't genuine.
Nah,
that's beautiful. Like, you're getting together with the most important men and fathers of your life.
Yes, my two
beautiful
favorite
thing.
Men. My two
beautiful.
Favorite men.
Beautiful.
My father. We don't talk on a regular basis, but
you make it a point on a Father's Day.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's still somebody that I talk to.
Right.
I wouldn't say often, but he's in my life. He's in my daughter's life. And he's appreciated as well. You know, my mom and my dad, they separated. Well, not separated. They got divorced because, you know, separated is something different.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was very young. So, you know, just for him to make an appoint to try to stay in our lives and be a good father. And, you know, he was also there through a lot of monumental moments in my life. And, you know, he's appreciated as well.
Yeah, it's like the Catholics. They only go to church on Christmas and Easter, but they're still good Catholics for doing that. So good
you,
for
you
good
met
for keeping
my dad,
up with
right?
It. I have.
Yeah.
Seems like a good dude.
It seems.
Yeah. I've had a very small sample size.
He's a very rough, a rough type of.
Old school, maybe.
Yeah. Like, you know, we go out to dinner and he's like, if you're on your phone, I don't want to see that shit. You ain't making no money anyway. Yeah, he's that type, by the way. So I want to say.
That being said, happy Father's
Day. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. you got any special shout outs that you want to.
My dad passed away when I was very young.
Okay.
But as with anybody who loses a parent, they're still with you every day. So happy Father's Day to my dad.
Happy Father's Day, Danny, Daddy. Also this weekend we had a big to do, if I should say.
One of the biggest dates in my family's calendar of the year.
Yeah, a big day period.
Right.
And that's recital day.
Recital day.
And so it's a big day because it's like a whole lot of work. It's a whole lot of fluff.
To people out there, it's like the Super Bowl if you have a kid. And, you know, anytime the kid is performing, anytime the kid has a big game, this is that big game for a dancer.
Exactly.
So dance recital is a full day affair that takes the whole year. It's a culmination of a year's worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids go out, they do their thing, and the parents cry.
So that's, shout out to Susie Colick's dance sensation.
And
cha-ching!
All the
for her recital day success. And above that, I want to shout out to my daughter Milan, because this was the first time in 9 years since she's been attending this school mm-hmm. that she was able to have a solo, and she did her thing and she did a phenomenal job, and she almost, you know, the beep. You know, mm-hmm. the beep at the corner mm-hmm. that, you mm-hmm. know, when it's about to fall. It's about to fall.
The dam is still up.
Right. But you try to suck it up.
What was that?
Yeah, that was me. And, you know, I tried to refrain from screaming stuff out.
You didn't yesterday.
Full disclosure. I waited to the end.
Full disclosure. I was backstage.
Okay.
And I heard this woman from a seat in the crowd go, yeah. Like really loud.
I know.
That.
We yes. love you, my lord. Yeah, yep. That would be me.
That was a one-person cheering section.
Yeah, well, this is what I do. So, mm-hmm. but when she did her solo, she was in 5 dances, by mm-hmm. the way. But when she did her solo, I purposely held it in
right.
until she took her final curtain.
Curtain closed.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. can I get kudos for
absolutely.
That, at least?
Absolutely.
Shit. What else has been going on besides recital? Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last week I was talking about how I didn't have such a great experience.
The horrible experience at Carmine's.
Yeah, the mortifying experience at Carmine's, and how I didn't really appreciate their lack of customer service. And basically, you know me, when I'm not happy with something and I spent a coin, I'm going to complain about it. So that's exactly what I did. And I wrote a review. I think it was on Yelp or one of those mm-hmm. situations. And I expressed my unhappiness. And you would not believe that I got an email from the manager of okay. that location
yep.
and expressing his apologies to me and saying that, please, I want you to come back, and from a personal invitation from me, and allow me to make this right. So,
okay.
You best buy a dollar, damn, that I'm gonna take him up on that.
As you should.
And I will follow up with you guys to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really need to know how specifically you're gonna make it.
Right. Are you only able to order from one part of the menu?
Right, right.
Or is this?
Are you gonna just give me a free dessert
exactly.
that you didn't give me before?
Yeah. Are you getting like an after dinner drink, right. or is this the full boat?
Don't worry, I will. Keep
yeah,
you
we
posted.
Need a full disclosure from what happens.
Oh, don't worry, you'll get that.
Are you gonna save this for an occasion, or is it just gonna be like a one off, like
I,
you and your
I
husband
really
go out?
I haven't decided yet.
I mean, no, you know how cheap I am.
Right.
I would wait until there's an occasion that I
Damn.
Know I'll be dropping $200.
Damn.
And then what you do is you say, you know what, guys, let's go to Carmine's.
Right. On me.
Yeah, on me. Make it a thing.
Should I make it? Should I be black and make it like 7 people? Like, I mean, should
fuck
I?
Fuck it. Make it 17. Who
oh,
cares?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I'll go. All
right. Fuck it.
We'll do like a post-show okay. wrap party.
Okay.
A little dinner.
All right. That sounds like a plan. All right. So I just wanted to take a mention that,
make that
somebody
story.
Reached out.
Right.
And trying to make that
so,
right.
And let's just also clarify, this is still an ongoing thing. This isn't just,
yeah.
they didn't make it right yet.
Right.
You got to
right.
make sure that
right.
occasion
right.
is followed through on.
Yeah, we all in the planning stages.
Right.
It didn't happen yet. Right. So, yeah. I'm not going to give a shout out to y'all just yet. I'm going to just hold off on that.
Right. We got to earn that.
Yeah, exactly. So, last week we were also talking about how we were getting a little drained about the RIP segments.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the
2016,
freaking
man.
Frike.
Yeah,
like,
something's going on. It's a shame.
Okay, so this week we got another one. You know who said that?
No. Oh. Should I?
DJ Khaled, that's his another one. Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, all right. No. Anyway, another one is PM Dawn's Prince B. You know who that is?
I didn't before you told
no,
me.
No, you
about
just
him.
Said you don't.
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. PM Dawn's Prince B. Prince B was in a group called PM Dawn,
right.
and they had one record, big record, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away at the age of 46 a couple of days ago, and they said that he passed away from renal disease, kidney disease, in a hospital in New Jersey. And not for nothing, but only knew one song that they had, too.
Right.
And
so I didn't lose my complete cred for not knowing who this is.
No, you shouldn't. I don't fault you in any way for not knowing who this is. Fair because enough. They had one song, and the song came out in freaking 1991. What the fuck was you two?
I was 4 years old.
Okay. Oh, all right. You four? So you're going to pass on that one. But you do know who the sample that they use, which is a Bigger Than Life record.
Of course.
And that's that Spandau Ballet, True.
Yeah, that's a very popular song.
You know,
that's a good one. It's a good song. I'm not. No.
That was the shit, though.
Big record.
But, yeah, so maybe that was part of the reason why they had shot up on the Billboard charts. Absolutely. In 1991. So, yeah, they topped it on the Billboard 100s, and it made them the third hip hop group ever.
Ever.
That's
big, man.
Yeah, so yeah, shout out to Prince B, who passed away. They said that he survived his wife and three children. Like I said, I don't really know him like that. The song was cool because everybody loved that True record.
Right.
But from my memory of him, unfortunately, it wasn't a very good memory.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't know him or haven't met him personally or anything, but he has said something about KRS-One.
At the time, like when they were hot,
and I remember him KRS-One pushing him off the stage.
Ooh.
Because he had made a mention. I don't know what magazine it was. It could have been Rolling Stones or something like that, where he said that KRS-One is supposed to be a teacher, and he's a teacher of what exactly? Like, it was some type of jab or whatever, and so. They were all in Tramps or some club, and Prince B gets on stage, and you know he's about to do the song or whatever, and BDP comes out there, and they just like literally like pushes this nigga off the stage, and like, I mean, he landed on his feet or whatever, he didn't fall, but he just started with his whole set after that. KRS-One, like,
got it.
He just didn't exist after that. But unfortunately, that's my memory of, because, like, you know, not for nothing, but KRS-One is a prophet.
Right. Being like removed from the situation as I am, I know KRS-One. I know he is a legacy.
Yes.
Has
he's a legend.
Right.
Living.
And I mean, we talked about this recently with like something like Nick Cannon coming at Eminem or something.
No, you don't talk. Okay, you don't put Nick Cannon in KRS-One.
No, I'm saying in this situation, Nick Cannon is the PM Dawn dude. I'm saying coming at a guy who has established himself as a dude in the industry.
Exactly. You don't do that.
In the game kind of. You don't.
You don't do that.
No, you need to kind of build your shit.
Exactly.
Build your.
And even if you have built your shit, you don't come out and disrespect the God. That's what you don't do.
True.
There's very few prophets in the hip hop industry.
Right.
KRS being one of them.
Yep.
Chuck D being another one of them. Uh-huh. Like, it's not many. So the few that we have.
Mm-hmm. I may be going off on a tangent here.
All right, go.
And we're
going
to keep the RIP.
No, because, you know, not the takeaway.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But I'm just telling you what I'm remember.
So I'm asking you, this is off the cuff. This was not in the production meeting. But if you're talking about your, you know, your legends, your gods in that world.
Okay.
If you had to do your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop right now, and I'm sure this happens on shows all the time.
Okay.
But off the cuff, I'm saying you're not going to be beholden to this. They're not going to quote you. You know, you could go back to the trades and tell them you want to change your statement.
Okay.
But if you had to put four heads on a mountain right now.
Four?
Right. Four. You got four hip-hop gods that you're putting on there.
Okay.
The founding fathers. They don't even necessarily have to be founding fathers because they could be recent. But four. You're putting four up there.
Mm.
Where are we going first?
There's no order.
No, never.
Okay,
never
there's
order.
No order.
And, you know, next week it may be a different one, but,
if
know.
I just had to just think of just quickly,
yes.
Because I don't even feel that it's fair for four. I will say that. You know, because
that's
I
why
think
it's Mount Rushmore and,
oh,
and not
why?
A fucking Hall of Fame.
That's why?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I would definitely have to put KRS up there.
Okay, KRS-One.
I'll have to put Chuck D up there.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to put Big up there.
Okay.
I'm have to put Big up there. And all I have is one more.
You have one more. Mount Rushmore. They're going to be etching these men in stone in a mountain.
Would it be biased if I said Master Ace? All right, I won't say Master Ace. let me see. That's a hard one.
That's why this is going on the show.
You know what? How about I just in order for time's sake, I'm going to just throw Kane up there.
Okay.
All right, let's just throw Kane up there.
Wonderful. And you know what? Maybe this is
something, wonderful.
Maybe this is something we revisit. Maybe this is something we go back to, give it 2-3 months, and you kind of sleep on it, and you see, right? But that's how my mind works.
Right. So but it's just not enough. I just wanted to be clear that enough. it's not in order of the profits, yes. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just another category.
Right.
You know what I mean? But right.
But I mean, when you talk about like people coming at people and stuff in hip hop, like as far as like the bands and stuff that I'm into in rock and roll, like usually they probably
Meatloaf.
We're not talking about it. But like, you know, you talk about a lot of like metal bands that come up together. There's a big four in metal that they call them the big four: Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer. And all
isn't that sad that the only group that I've heard of is Metallica?
No, because they're only ones who really hit that super duper stardom. Okay. I never heard of.
What about Kiss?
Kiss was a previous era.
Oh, but he's not on Mount Rushmore.
They kind of set the stone or set the mark for the bands to come later. But you know, there are metalheads and stuff that'll talk about like who's the best guitar player, where do those bands rank, and really there's just a lineage in rock music where like you started it and then you took it forward and you pushed it forward and a lot of that. But you never hear about bands saying that band sucks. Right. I'm gonna take them down. Like that's never happened. So hearing about that stuff as an outsider, I'm like, fuck, like you honor your heroes. You don't shit on the people that came before you.
Exactly.
You prop them up, and maybe you do a cover song because you dig them or whatever. But yeah, I mean, different world.
It's just
but
certain things that you don't do. So,
right.
But not for nothing, I just want to say rest in peace to
Prince B.
You know, it's unfortunate with anybody and dies. I was gonna say music industry, but just anyone,
sure.
You know. But somebody that I like this record. You know, the sample was a big sample.
Right.
Don't necessarily know how the hip hop community felt, you know, about him or whatever. But rest in peace and to him, and condolences to his family. So another thing too, shout out to the moms at recital yesterday that was coming up to me talking about that they really is feeling the show.
Oh,
yeah, it's
that's
like
nice.
Half of them I don't really even know like that. So want to shout out, and shout out to the people that you know, that your people that watch the show.
That's what's great. So I won't talk to certain friends for 2-3
that
weeks
that think that we hate each other.
Yes. So right. I talk to some friends. You don't talk very often, right? And then they'll be like, "Hey, how you doing? Oh, by the way, that Shay girl. Do you guys hate
she's
each
amazing.
Other? Yeah. Oh, she's great. I laugh so much. But then they ask at the end of it, they go, do you guys hate each other in real life? I'm like, wait, this isn't real life right now,
right.
First
what
of all.
What are we doing?
I think they dig the rapport, and they just think that we kind of get contentious here there. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think,
and they forget that we come from entirely two different worlds.
Right, right. And like, and your combative is really just your friendly.
Am I combative?
No, but what I mean is like you may come off sometimes as just fired up.
I have a slight
and
strong
that's
personality.
Wonderful. That's why I like you, right? But
beep.
But what's great about it is like people kind of see it as very authentic.
Oh, okay. Well, and that's a good
thing,
but
isn't it? Yeah, kudos
ain't
to
nothing
the friends
fake
that come out
about with this right here. And shout out to I'm sorry, it just dawned on me something was very funny. Your sister, her father-in-law, okay, he's from Italy.
Off
and
the boat, like came here
I mean,
years
like,
ago, but still is fresh off the boat.
Yo, shout out to your sister's father-in-law that comes up to me and says, his accent is so strong. He's the sweetest guy. And he says, hey, why your show? I watch your show. I don't know if my Italian accent is okay.
Yes.
I watch your show and I like it, but a little dirty. Just a little, just, I don't know, you could do better. You know, just a little dirty. Mm-hmm. So shout out to
John,
that I appreciate that you're watching. So thank you, appreciate
wonderful.
That. So anyway, can we go on to some events that's been happening? We'll save a little bit of the black people stuff for the latter part of the show. So some horrible things. Isn't it terrible to start the show off talking about sad things? But it's the way of the world. You
well,
know?
Also, you know, it's really terrible when we're covering it, because it's kind of thing where, you know, we kind of have this bubble around the show where we don't want to get super duper serious or super duper down. But if something breaks through the public consciousness enough,
right,
we got to at least
gotta address
touch
it.
On
yeah,
it. Right.
Yeah. So everybody knows that we talked, we glanced a little bit over last week about the Christina Grimmie girl.
Mm-hmm.
You already know I felt that thing was just so sad to me. I wasn't really familiar with her like that because I'm not like a voice fan or whatever, but she's a cute girl, and all I know is that when I Googled her and watched some of her videos, they touched me because she could sing her face off. The family had a private ceremony for her on Friday in Medford, New Jersey. And then they decided that they wanted to share their final moments with the fans. So they opted to allow a live stream viewing. That was deep to me. Following her funeral, as you know, they paid the respect so that their fans could get a closer view. That's deep. You don't like that, huh?
I don't. Like, yes, it makes total sense. It's kind of like a live cast, a remote viewing. But
I think that's just
deep. It's just very deep.
It is. It is. I think that it was respectful to the fans.
Sure.
You know, I mean, why should they not be able to share their last moments?
Right.
And for those who don't know, on June 10th, there was a crazed fan that shot her as she, it was so sad, she greeted this dude with open arms, like, thinking that he was genuine, and her brother tackled him before the shooter took his own life, so, you know, again, RIP to that sweet girl, sad story. Also, another horrible situation in Orlando was, of course, that shooting that we also briefly got
briefly,
a chance to
talk
about.
That's when stuff was still unfolding.
Yeah. It, like, just happened.
Yeah.
Like, the night before we talked about it. So, and this the Orlando shooting where this deranged, they said that he's an ISIS follower, right?
They say a lot of things right
Listen,
now. There's a lot
anyway,
of stuff
he gunned down
now.
49 people, and he injured 53 others in addition to that. And you know what was deep? That this 29-year-old gunman was interviewed by the FBI in 2013 and in 2014, and he was not found to be a threat in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, at the club that night, they said that around 4 o'clock in the morning, he was going, about 2 hours after he started shooting and shit in the club, he starts texting his wife back and forth. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Because she was coming out talking about how she doesn't know. I don't understand that side of him. Blah, blah, blah. But he was on texting her saying, like, are you watching the news?
Yeah.
And she's like, huh? And she's calling or whatever. I think that somebody need to pull her in and...
long interrogation type shit.
They probably did it already, but so just something don't seem right for him. And keep in mind, she responded to his texts saying, I love you. So you basically told her. Now, here's the thing. This is what bothers me. She's on the news talking about he had mental issues. She's on the news talking about he beat her ass. She's on the news talking about he was gay. All of these things that's, you know, trying to build this so-called character, but you still talking about you love him. Like, what's the deal? Somebody not telling. It's just more that we don't know.
There's always going to be that, especially with shit like this. This is a very complex thing with a lot of issues that are beyond hot button. You know what I mean? Because it's not like one of those things where something we're also going to talk about where it's like, oh, what do you do in a park when somebody gets bit or whatever it is. But my thing is, these are issues that are always hot, right? Guns,
the media just
the treatment
doesn't
of gays,
tell
things
us.
Like that. ISIS, those are hot button, perpetually hot button. So
right.
Now those issues are now heightened to an umpteenth degree. So there are a lot of things at play right now, and I'm sure only more facts are going to come in to make that pot get stirred even more.
Well, I need to know what the facts are.
We'll never know.
But I want to shout out to RIP again to all of those people. Oh, my thing. Not to try to put a damper on the day, but I do want to shout out to all the people that they said was on the lines wrapped around the corner giving blood to those people. Like, that's dope to me.
Absolutely.
Like,
I mean, there's not, you can't even call it a silver lining when shit like this happens, but to see the outpouring of support and love and blood drives and money and all this stuff that kind of comes out from it, it shows you the strength of the human spirit and the beauty of it. But you don't wish that, you don't wish something to happen to see that shit come out.
Correct. And that love is really overpowering.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah. And then also in Orlando, what is this shit comes in threes?
Looks like it.
The two-year-old boy. The two-year-old boy with the alligator. Okay, so I'll let you go first on that.
No, set the scene. What happened?
A two-year-old boy was dragged by an alligator in a lagoon at the Grand Floridian in Disney. And after a frantic effort from the father fighting this alligator, the boy did not survive. And that's pretty much what happened. And let me just say this. The no swimming sign, that bothered me. That bothered me.
What bothered you about the no swimming sign?
No swimming? How about letting us know that there's a fucking alligator that could possibly be lurking in the lagoon?
So you think live alligator sign trumps the no swimming sign?
Basically. Okay. First of all, just so you know, because like I'm pretty familiar with Disney. We've been going several times.
Yep.
There's numerous signs that says alligators are here. Mm-hmm. Beware. Right. This, that, and the third. And knowing that it's a... People's like, oh, well, this should be common knowledge. It's a lagoon. No. We don't know that. And not to get off the subject of the two-year-old, but something just struck in my mind about the gorilla.
No, they're very related.
Oh, okay.
These things are very related.
Okay, because I'm just was thinking about how people out here was going ham, talking about the mother was negligent with the gorilla. No one is out here protesting, saying that this mother is negligent. Where are the people with the signs for this shit?
I don't know. They're celebrating Father's Day.
Yo, it's not cool. Nobody is pulling up the father of the little boy and pulling up his records and talking about him or his police record. Why is that not happening, Danny?
Do you want to put on record what shade of skin that family is? Is that where you're headed? Or
that should be common knowledge what shade he is. Okay, that's the power of media world also.
And was it made public? Immediately.
It was made, well, I don't know about immediately. Maybe they needed time to get a picture. Mm-hmm. But my thing is that, like, this is so prevalent as to
how we cover, how they cover.
How racist this world is. When the black lady all day they drug her through. They was even considering pressing charges on the lady. Now, when the white family, whatever, like, and it's so sad because I really, it bothered me to the core to know that little boy didn't survive. Be like, how would you feel? We talked about this before. You go on a Disney vacation with your family and your two-year-old baby don't come home with you. Mm-hmm. That thing is heartbreaking. And by no means do I feel that the mother of this two-year boy was negligent. I don't feel like she was negligent. This is my opinion. I feel bad for her. But I just wanted to take a note that, you know, we didn't see all of that, you know, with they took him out. He was some type of manager for whatever. Like he's the best dad in the fucking world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to, you know, to point out that why is shit like that? Why is shit not even when it comes to stuff like that?
I would say it's the people in power. Like, I've said this about other things, but it's like the people who have the pens are going to write the story. And the people in power are the ones who hold the pens. And the people in power, I feel like there's a whitewash there. Mm-hmm. And with that, you're going to get a whitewash story.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, listen. And then they wonder why, you know, I don't want to make this a race show. But I'm just saying, then, you know, you're talking about, why they always got to say Black Lives Matter? Because we fucking matter. That's why. Too. Also. All right, anyway, I don't make this about that. But anyway, in my opinion, I feel that this family should, by all means, sue Disney to the fucking end of time. How you feel about that?
Yeah.
Do you think that a lawsuit is justified?
I feel like lawsuits have been justified for lesser things, so therefore this deserves a lawsuit. Does that make sense? If I break my leg...
Is it worthy?
If I broke my leg on Disney property in 10 years ago... I feel like somebody is sued for that reason. So if your kid fucking dies, you deserve a blank check from the Disney Corporation.
How about this? Let me pose this question as a white guy. to a white guy, rather.
Okay.
Do you feel that the mother was negligent?
No, we've covered this too. If you have a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old and you look away for a second.
Because you're a pretty fair guy.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's like if you're dealing with a toddler, mm-hmm. I have a 2-year-old niece, you look away for a second and she's in the garbage can. You look away for a second and she's in an alligator's mouth. I'm just saying, like, that shit is a reality. Really? That's what happens. I mean,
look away for a second. Huh?
You look away for a second and shit just happens. You know, like, I can't let her do anything. You have to always be in plain sight. So I would imagine when you go to quote unquote the happiest place on earth,
right? You would expect to come home with your 2-year-old.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to Disney. I mean, I have, but I'm not going to Disney unless you want the kid to have a good time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Of course. Like.
Right. So it's fucking heartbreaking. So yeah, you go. I don't know how successful they'll be because I feel like Disney pays probably just as much on their legal shit as they do for a new roller coaster.
Oh, people sue Disney all the fucking time. Right. You know what they say in the lawsuit world? The biggest targets have the deepest pockets.
Absolutely.
So, people say that they probably will sue at some point. We don't know how successful they'll be, but I think that they'll be very successful because let me just tell you about Disney's track record as far as lawsuits.
She did her research, folks.
In the period of 40 years, more than 1,500 lawsuits have been filed against the park. Okay. And less than a fourth had made it to trial.
See?
Less than a fourth.
Well, that also means that they may have settled.
Oh, they're known for settling.
So they're known for settling. They're just painted out because what that starts is media coverage and this and that and lengthy trials and all that shit. So while not all of them went to trial, I guarantee that they just wrote a fucking 6-7-figure check and said, please get the fuck out of our hair. And they probably make them say, sign shit that says you can't come back to us with this. You can't talk about it. There's a lot of non-disclosure
right,
shit.
Right, right.
So while they've only certain ones went to trial, I bet you that they're just emptying their coffers saying, fuck it, pay.
Well, they said to win a suit against Disney, you have about a 4% chance of even making it to court or winning.
They would sooner give you a check, I'm convinced.
Just to give you an example of a situation in the past, in a mule attraction.
Okay.
A woman was thrown from her mule and then trampled. And even though...
Oh, it was an actual mule? It wasn't like a mechanical...
No. It was an actual mule.
It wasn't like a teacup ride or some
no,
shit?
No, it was a teacup. even though Disney secretly videotaped the woman shopping...
Without her neck brace on or some shit.
Around town. They awarded this woman $41,000 in 1971.
Hey.
There was also an attraction accident with a former employee, a 28-year-old that was working with a Space Mountain loading dock,
checking
safety bars, and pushing one bar down, she became entangled as the ride left. And so she was dragged 25 feet. She has severe bruises, cuts, a broken pelvis, and a broken ankle. And in addition to that, she injured her back. So Disney paid her $154,000 in cash, which is not no money to me, by the way, plus $240,000 in a tax-free annuity program for the rest of her life.
Oh.
You think that's sweet?
It's better than nothing.
Better than nothing?
I separated a shoulder 10 years ago in a car accident, and I made...
How much you get?
I got like 13 grand, a third of which I had to give a lawyer. So I maxed out at like 8 grand. So,
But you didn't break anything.
If I break a pelvis and I break an ankle and I have some scratches...
You'll be happy with the 240?
And the 150? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Because you know what? Yesterday, I didn't have $150,000.
And yesterday, you didn't have a broken fucking pelvis either.
Out. If you lay my arm on the table, you're like, Dan, I'm going to break your fucking arm right now. But, you know, you have a big rock or something. You're going to break my arm. Then you said, I'm going to give you $150,000 as soon as the break happens. I'd say, I could live with a cast. Are you kidding me?
That's a little different,
Dan. We should be playing that game every week. What would you do for X money? Because I would do everything.
All right. Well, listen, all I say is good luck to this family. I hope that, you know, you're rewarded. You're never
it's death. You're not getting it back.
You're not going to get you know, your baby back, but I hope that you're compensated because that is horrific.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about that. Can we talk about something a little bit more?
Please.
Can we lift the mood up? So they got this Tupac movie coming out.
Okay.
They released a trailer on his birthday this week. Mm-hmm. And it's the Tupac Shakur biopic, and it's called All Eyes on Me.
Mm-hmm.
And if Tupac was alive today, he would be 45 years old. The video is directed by Benny Boom. I know you have no clue on...
The video or the movie?
I'm sorry. The movie has been directed by Benny Boom, and Benny Boom is a video director.
Got it.
You don't know who Benny Boom is, right?
No.
A guy named Demetrius Shipp is playing Tupac, and I don't know if you saw him, but he is the spitting fucking image.
Okay. Now, when we were talking about this, the only thing that I thought about was, who would you have play this man? Because, you know, when we were talking about the Michael Jackson biopic, and God forbid a white man played him, or whatever.
God forbid. Why are you saying, like, that's not...
Okay, we covered it. It's in the past. But, so, I've never heard of Mr. Shipp before.
No, I haven't either, really.
But, so, is there someone who you'd have on a list to play?
Oh, no, him? No, absolutely not. If Mr. Shipp looks like him, that's half the battle.
And then he just has to act.
And if he can act, by all means, I feel Mr. Shipp deserves...
Okay.
To play. What I don't want is you trying to grab a fucking Idris Elba because he has a name to try to play a Tupac character, and that'll be disgusting. Mm. So, yeah, if he could do it, he should. It was just funny to me, too, that I saw on the internet when people were talking about the trailer. It just bothered me that they was already comparing the Tupac movie to Biggie's. And it got on my...
But for the record, did you enjoy the Biggie movie?
I did.
Okay. Like a lot, or was it like, oh, it's fine?
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Why are you comparing... First of all, didn't we have enough rivalry when they were living?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we just cease on
the East
on
Coast,
the...
West Coast has to die.
Mean, like, it's corny now. Like, and first of all, the people that's saying that the Tupac movie is going to be better than Biggie's didn't even see the shit. It ain't even out.
Right.
So what are you talking about?
Well, those
about?
Are the Tupac fans talking.
All right, that's fine. Like, not for nothing, but I'm not going to consider myself as a Tupac fan. Mm-hmm. I like Tupac music. I thought Tupac was a cutie and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I like this little Doug persona and all of that. I wasn't a Tupac fan, though.
What does that mean? Does that mean that...
Like, I'm reciting the lyrics. Like, so I'm going to... I'm buying it.
You respect
it.
His stuff.
I respect
But you never, like, went out and dropped money on it.
Correct.
He was on the radio. You didn't change it, but you weren't like bouncing
to
it.
That's what I was.
Okay.
Or am, rather.
A very super casual Tupac fan.
You are? Or
no,
you're
you
asking
are.
Me.
I'm saying you were, are.
I don't classify myself as
I'm
a
not
Tupac
even a fan.
Fan.
Okay.
Right. I like Tupac.
Yeah.
I liked him. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to compare Tupac to Big. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Big stuff was more relatable to me.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just tired of the, you know, this one's better than this one. And like, and when Tupac movie come out, I want to see it. I'm very interested in seeing it because I like Tupac that much that I want to know about his story. I want to know how it came to everything that happened. So, yeah, I just want to say that, like, come on, take it easy on the internet with all of that back and forth and that rivalry competition garbage because it's kind of corny. If you're a fan of hip-hop,
support it.
You're a fan of hip hop.
Right.
Also, what's going on in the music industry is Adele. Is that music industry news or is that white people news?
Well, white women love Adele.
Oh, they do?
Like, they want to
worship her.
They want to take her out for some chai tea and just talk to her.
Chai?
Yeah, that's like a white girl thing. They wanna go out and they wanna drink tea with her. They love Adele. Like, all the memes and shit that you see of like white girls crying.
I like Adele too.
I respect her.
I'm not a fan.
I respect her prowess. Like she puts out good pop music.
Okay.
She really does. And it's like it's depth. Like it's stuff that has depth to it.
Just to let you know, I don't know what prowess means, but I'm gonna just agree anyway. Yeah, I like Adele a lot. I like her a lot. That last song, she got about two songs that I like and would never change the channel if it, you know, comes on, but. To classify myself as a fan, I would not. But who would have thought that this beautiful voice, this person with this lovely accent, mm-hmm.
You're doing Italian today, you're doing British.
I do it all. That would be gangster. Okay? Mm-hmm. Adele is a G. Did you hear? This guy named Tony Visconti is a music producer who said that it's even questionable if that is actually her voice on how much it has been manipulated. Mm-hmm. He said, we just don't know. He's suspicious. This 72-year-old has a little bit of experience, by the way.
Right.
He worked with David Bowie. Do you know who Iggy Pop is?
Of course.
Who the fuck is that?
Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Oh, my God.
Google him. Talk about white people.
Him? News. I thought it was a girl. Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Pop is probably in his 60s now.
Oh, it's a guy.
And
okay.
Iggy looks better than most 20-year-olds I know. Iggy Pop has a flat washboard stomach. He's done more drugs than they exist in the world.
Really?
Oh, my God. But he looks damn good. Like,
is there a song that I might be familiar with?
You wouldn't know an Iggy Pop song.
Okay. Iggy Pop.
Tony Visconti is a...
Oh, he's somebody.
He's a classic rock producer, dude. I would think of him as being synonymous with Bowie because he did a lot of the Bowie stuff.
Okay. So he's somebody.
He's somebody, but I would just preface kind of the story by saying that he's old school. He's a producer who did shit in the studio. He was cutting edge stuff. He was doing cutting edge stuff with Bowie, but at the same time, it was just a lot of like recorded shit. So I feel like a lot of the old school people in the industry and some people nowadays, they hear a lot of auto-tune. They hear a lot of production.
You think that
they hear a lot of that shit and they're just like, ah, get off my lawn. And they're just like old about it.
Do you think that he has some truth in what he's saying? Like, since he got an ear for that,
I think people would be naive to think that anything coming out nowadays is not at least done a good amount of production.
But I mean, come on, like, not for nothing. We've heard Adele sing and she can sing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that it's the case with Adele, but what I'm saying is I think you would be stupid to say, well, no, they just took a straight track from her and whatever. Am I saying that Adele couldn't put down a perfect track? No, Adele is ridiculously talented.
Oh, okay.
But I think he was kind of making a statement about the industry and kind of just probably threw her name into the fire. Then that led Adele to do her thing.
To go ham. he said that you're listening to 90% computerized voices on the radio. So that's when he made that mistake and
bumped her name into it.
And put her name into it. Mm-hmm. And the next day at a concert in Paris, Adele let it be known that she was not here for his bullshit because she said some dickhead said that my voice isn't me on my record. Dude, suck my dick. I like that.
I love that.
Oh, I like it too. Mainly because I tell people to suck my dick all the time.
Me too.
You do?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm successful.
I've never been successful, by the way. So Visconti heard about this comment and he immediately apologized.
Right.
And
because he's not getting much press. So
why did he apologize?
Think about it. If the one time his name is brought into the public sphere again, and it's negative for Adele calling you out for calling her out, he's gonna retract his shit.
But why? If that's how you felt, that's the problem with people. Like, that's how you felt. It did your feelings change because she told you to suck a dick?
Well, it's also really big nowadays to kind of say, well, my statement was misconstrued. You know, it's
also
like,
now you don't feel that way anymore.
I'm not Tony Visconti. I don't know.
I'm just Tony Visconti today because I need to know. you changed your feelings just because she aired you out?
Yes. Yes. Because
that's so whack.
I think, you know, he's at a point where if he could get maybe onto her train, maybe produce a track on the next
record.
That's
garbage.
Who knows?
That's garbage.
Who knows?
All right, moving right along.
But with that being said, I mean, I think it's cool because we're in a world of PC pop stars. So the fact that arguably the biggest star in the world right now is telling somebody to suck her dick.
It's dope.
It's, yeah, I respect
that. Yeah. Like I said, I say that all the time.
Right.
Another thing that just got on my nerves was we know that the champ, the greatest of all time, passed away.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And just freaking days, I mean literally days after his passing, somebody comes out by the name of Barbara Mensah, who is trying to sell a sex tape of her and the champ for over $100,000. Mensah said that she had a 20-year relationship with the champ, and she even has a 35-year-old daughter. How disrespectful is this shit? She got a DNA test that proves that her daughter is Ali's daughter. And Minsar said that they attended numerous sex parties together, and she got their little actions on tape.
I think if you kind of like step back and
how is she still breathing?
But if you step back and you say, do you think Muhammad Ali had sex parties after his big fights? I would say 100% yes.
Okay.
Because women weaken legs and you don't have sex during your training. That's known. You don't do that.
Weaken?
Mickey from Rocky told me that, and I don't question him, and that's the fact. Okay. So would I believe that the biggest fucking name in boxing and arguably the world was fucking everybody under the sun after he was done doing his thing and winning championships? Yes.
I agree with you. I agree
period.
With you.
Then, okay, did he have a relationship with this woman? Probably. She's probably agree. Gorgeous.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did he have a fucking kid with her? Maybe. Who knows? Ding, yes, ding, ding. I'm with it all
okay.
up until...
Okay.
It's very symptomatic of the world that we're in these days, which is somebody dies, the name can't go into the ground unscathed, they drag the name through the dirt. She's looking for a cash out, she's looking for this, she's looking for that.
That ain't even no money, though.
But who the fuck knows? Once your gravy train stops, let's say he was giving her 20 G's a month or
but
something.
But what is it with when people pass away, like any little incy-bincy ounce of respect that you had for that person is just gone because they not
and there's
in
a price tag on
you
it.
You don't have no respect for the simple fact that that's your daughter's father?
None. No, because he
how your daughter looking at you when you want to sell a sex tape of a dead man?
I know, it's fucking disgusting.
It is!
It's gross. It's gross.
I don't know, Barbara.
Hey, what's up? This is Danny Love from Lachey Show. Listen in as we discuss Khloe Kardashian pursuing O.J. Simpson for a paternity test.
O.J. said that he would agree to take a paternity test to Khloe if she wants it, but the only condition is that she must come up to see him.
Preferably with a camera crew.
Do you think O.J. needs some money on his books or what? What is this about? She wants to validate her suspicions and said that he said he will take a swab to... You know what?
So basically, the story DNA. Is she thinks that her mother had an affair with O.J. Simpson 30 years ago, whenever, however old she is.
How about this? That was a sex party situation too.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. Think you so? Know they're notorious. That shit is legendary.
The Simpsons. The Kardashians.
All of them. Nicole, O.J.
Fucking around.
Chris.
Really?
Who's the father? Rob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was not like...
Really?
That was a...
That's a thing? Or that was a thing?
That,
so it runs in the family.
It still is a thing.
Still runs in the family. I mean,
all
daughter,
I'm saying
her daughter
is
had a tape. That's
deep,
why she's a name.
But what's deep to me is that he said that he will give the swab.
Let me say something.
So you're saying that...
Let me say
you
something.
You fuck Chris.
Let me say
that's
something.
That's what he's saying.
This is the same man... who wanted to release a book that said, If I Did It, about the biggest case of the last 25 years. This is a man who is thirsty for any type of money grab, any type of attention that he can get. So now he knows that the outcast from a family, the least attractive of three sisters...
good night. you didn't have to throw that in.
Wants to come in and test my paternity.
Okay.
By all means. He's getting his three hot meals a day. And that's it. So, yeah.
What does he need money for?
But he could probably just use it. Like, you get that...
Buy soap?
Once you get that 15 minutes of fame, those 20 minutes of fame, you crave it. You want that.
That makes me feel like, not for nothing, that he is the daddy for some reason.
Oh, that would break the internet.
Wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
How do you think that she would be received by people or even by her family for that matter?
She's not the one who fucked O.J. Simpson. She's a child.
Yeah, but
in this
she's
case.
Not a Kardashian. That's the thing.
Oh, well, I mean, then she gets four spinoffs. She gets a book deal. She gets an Oprah special. She gets a Barbara Walters special. She's going to host a show on E! Mm-hmm. She's going to do all that shit.
Hmm. So, cha-ching.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Khloe Simpson. I just want to let that... Mm-hmm. I think that she looks like O.J., just for the record. They got that same cranium. Like, it's long. Mm-hmm. Like that. It's a critic's opinion.
It's a scientific opinion right there.
Yo, so you have some homework, sir.
I did. Let's preface this.
Oh, shit.
By just bringing all the undereducated people up to speed again. Giving Khloe a last name. So every week, I get an assignment from Shay to do an acoustic interpretation of a song that she likes, whether it be current or past.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, I've never heard the song in my life.
9 times out of 10, you hate it.
Correct.
How'd you feel about this one, Danny?
I liked it. I have no qualms with saying one that I like this song. Oh, like an 8. I really like this song. So while I get my guitar, you can tell them what the song is.
So the song is, I want to say Blue Moon just to be an asshole, but it's called Full Moon by Brandy. It's actually one of my favorite Brandy songs. And like I said, even in 2016, even though the song came out in, I don't know how long ago, definitely about 15 years ago, it still knocks in the club to this day. Mm. So I pray to God that it sounds very similar to the original version. So, in 5.
Here we go.
4. Uh-oh.
I saw you soon as you came bouncing through the door. You and your girls and them just took over the floor. Started doing your thing and it made me notice you even more. The way you turned around and looked at me, it seemed as though you must have somehow felt me staring on the low. Something tells me you're the kind of girl I'd like to get to know. I ain't even gonna front, I ain't even gonna lie. Since you walked up in the club, I've been giving you the eye. We can dance if you want.
All right.
Get a cracking if you like. Must be a full moon. Feel like one of those nights. Why?
All right now.
Is it the first time that I'm seeing you around? Could you be visiting or are you new in town? Whatever's the case, I'm feeling you right here and right now.
All right.
Your smile and all the love you show and lets me know that you like what you see and wanna get to know me too. This could very well be the start of something special. Happy that I met you. I ain't even gonna front, I ain't even gonna lie. Since you walked up in the club, I've been giving you the eye. We can dance if you want, get it cracking if you like. Must be a full moon, feel like one of those nights. I ain't even gonna front.
All right.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Bring it home, then.
Since you walked up in the club, I've been giving you the eye. We can dance if you want.
Get it cracking.
Get it cracking if you like. Mm. Must be a full moon. Feels like one of those nights.
Mm. You better go ahead, Danny. You redeemed yourself from last week.
Thank you. I like that song.
Oh, I could really tell because you was feeling it.
I really did.
I see the little sweat beads on your forehead.
That's
too.
Every week.
You was getting it in. I felt Thank that.
You. Hope you guys like that one. I like doing it. It was a good one. It's a good song. Verse, chorus, verse, fun, good song.
I'm going to give you an A+ today.
Wow, yeah. That may be a first one. Yo, we got to check the archives.
Yo,
damn.
You did your damn thing.
Mm. Thank you. You brightened my day with that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Maybe
you
just
sound
feeling generous.
Good.
Are you feeling generous? Or did I earn that one?
You earned it. You Thank earned you. It. You worked hard. You sound good.
Thank
your,
you.
Your strings was on point. Damn, Danny. All right. I think Brandy would be proud.
Oh.
All right. So you want to know your homework?
Yes.
Hey, y'all, let me just say this. Yo, if y'all got some songs that y'all want to suggest for Danny to do, feel free to email me at lacheyshow@gmail.com. And you know I gotta like it too. Don't be coming with no Metallica and no Meatloaf and all of that other stuff, because you know he ain't doing that. So yeah, hit me up or you know DM me and let me know what y'all want to hear. But as of now, your homework is going to be, drum roll. Thanks, Danny. Call Thomas. Shut up. I wish. That is going to be your homework.
Is that like a cover of a Stevie Wonder song?
No. It's a Call Thomas original.
I've never heard it.
And anybody who know Call Thomas, You know, when that come on in the club, ooh, back in the days when we was in Club Vivid and Carl Thomas, I Wish came on.
Give me a year roundabout that this came out.
I don't know, Paul. What you think? Like 20 years or 15? I don't know. I guess I could Google it.
But I'm saying, like, it's not a newer song.
You were born. Is that
what you're asking? I was born. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, hold on. Enough. Let me find out for you because that song knocks. I wish Pooh had that queued up because it's not your job. I heard you. Let me see.
But I like it.
2000.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I was born.
Yeah, you were here. And, yeah. You got it, Pooh, or no?
It's coming. All right.
All right. Anyway, that's your homework for next week.
Cool.
Now, next week, I don't know if you're going to be able to sing because we got a special guest.
Right. This might be a 2-week project.
But you never know. We might be able to throw in a... listen, we got a really decent situation planned up for next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have 2 guests or whatever. I don't really want to say it just yet because, you know, people, they say things and they don't come through. But we might have a nice little special... situation for y'all next week because we're gonna have 1 guest come on at 11 o'clock, and then maybe a couple of hours later we're gonna have 2 shows with an even bigger situation after that. So we're pretty excited about that. So you come through when you come through next week, just make sure that your homework is done because at any given moment I could just point to you during the break or something and do your homework. So
all right,
yeah, make sure that y'all tune in next week. And thanks, everybody, for the constant support because it is appreciated. Don't forget, keep sending your songs or whatever y'all need to say to me to, you know, make the show better at LacheyShow@gmail.com. We could also be found at Lachey Show on Facebook, Lachey Show on Instagram, Lachey Show on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And of course, if you missed the show today, you can always catch it on the following Tuesday at brooklynradio.com. And this ever so talented co-host here can be reached where? Where could you be reached, Danny?
I can be reached at Danny Love, BITW, on Instagram, on Twitter.
And just please remind everybody what BITW stands for because... it's so important.
Best in the world. There's no arguments there.
No, not at all. All right. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Later.